put your mind at ease in one sense that the fact the game is going to be played as scheduled in Jacksonville, no moving it around, that sort of thing?
You know what? It never was a distraction. It was really never any concern. I mean, I wasn't involved enough to have anything bother me. I don't think anybody was on our staff. So glad we're playing on schedule. We were planning on doing it anyhow as far as the week went, but glad we're keeping it as is.
You've had a chance to see them, and obviously coming off a 10-sack game, how impressive was that, and how'd they do it?
They're good. They're good players. They got a good scheme. Play hard. Play with great effort. You know, they've built that defense to rush the passer, to be good up front, have corners back there to hold up while the rush is going. It's a good defense, but good players.
How tough a challenge to kind of establish the physical identity that maybe you didn't get as much as you would have wanted in the opener against the front like that?
I don't know how you could recognize one over the other. I thought it was two pretty physical teams last Sunday. So we'll continue to be who we are.
How does Fournette compare to Marshawn Lynch? Any similarities there?
Just good. Going to move the pile. Going to move the line of scrimmage. If there's nothing there, just big backs that you got to have a crew there to tackle them. And you don't want to get them in open space. That's where the yards after contact happen. I think they're both, and I'll include Ivory in that group too.
What do you say the players after the way, obviously, the last matchup against this team went?
This is a different. I mean, this is about a division game. This is not about what happened last year. This is about we have to win division games. We have to win them on the road. We want to win the division. That's what we have to do, and that's the point of emphasis. We got a lot of new faces in our room, just like they do, and it's about the division game.
You talked about to Marcus about anything particular. He didn't exactly have the best game against them last time before the injury.
No, I did not. Again, that's rarely do I go back and bring up things from the past if I can, and if I do, it's going to be positive. It's not going to be anything negative about that. We have guys that already know for a fact that they've made a mistake or they didn't play good. They don't need me to reinforce it. He'll be ready to go.
When I guess down there. You don't have to wait long for an AFC South opponent. I know in recent years it's been sort of a hurdle that's been hard to get over, beating the rivals in the division. How do you talk to the guys about just the importance of making it happen this year?
That's how you win the division. You got to beat the teams in it. And, this is I think it's 6 years that we've split with these guys games. Last three, they've won at their place. We've won at our place. It's been back and forth. Other than this last game, since I've been here, they've been very close football games. I mean, very close, all the way down to the wire. And, again, at some point, that's going to stop. Somebody's going to have to win both of them to win this division.
Look at this defensive front. Does anything stand out to you, jump out to you?
Just the number of sacks, the pressure. They're coming after the quarterback. That is their scheme. That's how they do things. They have good depth. I mean, they've been building this roster, this side of the ball for a number of years, and it's starting to really come together for him.
What did Campbell do last week that made him so effective?
Line games that they played against, or that they ran against Houston, just really beat the guy over him. He had some mismatches. They felt like they were moving him around the line. They moved him around a lot and just really won some one-on-one matchups.
Does he come at the interior as well as around
the
outside?
Yeah, he plays all over. I mean, he plays all over. He's disruptive where he is, including special teams where he's blocked 6 field goals in his career. So, I mean, wherever he is, we got to be aware of where he's at.
Anything you can take from what you were able to do with Khalil Mack this past weekend?
We always know where guys that we have, we'll have a plan for him, yeah.
Former player, I don't know if you ever went through this in your career, but after an injury, returning to a field where it happened, did that ever happen to you? And if so, how hard was it to kind of deal with what Marcus is going to deal with?
No, I don't think it's a big deal, to be honest with you. I really don't think it's a big deal. You'll have to ask him. I've never heard anybody talk about it or worry about it, where it happened.
Anybody missed today?
Jarrell. He got low backs tightening up on him. Wesley Woodyard was ill. We sent him home. Ty Smith with a hand that, like I told you about after the game, and Cyprian with the hamstring.
Was Smith any closer to deciding if that's something he can play with a cast?
No, I think, Friday we're going to look at it again. May take that cast off by then. I'll just have to wait and see by then. But he's still a possibility for the game.
Is Case having any issues during the game?
No.
I know game statisticians don't always match up with what you guys add up. He wasn't on a stat sheet from the game at all. Did you guys have him making a tackle
No.
or anything? How much of a testament to that, to the interior line that we talked about heading into that game, was that for what Oakland was able to do up the middle?
That says a lot about it, yeah. It was Oakland and a little bit us not being where we're supposed to be. You know, that again, that this defense is designed specifically for guys to be in where there's been gaps, and that wasn't the case every time. So,
you expect a guy like Casey, I imagine, sees himself play like that, and next game would be.
I would think, yeah, knowing Casey, I would think that.